episode 1082, When Life is Too Much.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get your health on. Yes, we are chatting about when life is too much. It does get kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, let's talk about it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when life is too much, where do you run first? Maybe I should ask, where do you hide? Who do you chase after? When it's about your health and wellness, where does success begin? Well, first you have to decide what healthy looks like to you. A lot of us are trying to establish our own success when actually we're not, because we're chasing everybody else's success. So you've got to figure out and establish a success meter specific to you, your lifestyle. Your lifestyle is going to be different to mine. Now, we can have some similarities, but it has to be something that is workable for you. If you try to, you know, live somebody else's life and you don't have the financial resources, maybe you don't have the connections, maybe you don't have the home or you can't go to the gym, you have to stay home because you have five children. It all depends upon how you make it work for you. You can't chase everyone else's success. So first, you have to establish a success meter for you. Secondly, what happens when life gets you down? What happens to it for you? The day doesn't go as planned, and there you find yourself back in an old pattern. Late nights, early mornings are curses to making a change. And you know what? That's when we all try to start. We try to start something brand new when everything else is going hectic and chaotic in our life. We can't escape it. Look at your holidays past. Maybe just the one that happened like a couple days ago. The family tension, the long days to get prepared for the big day, and then the disappointments when you don't get the reactions you hoped for. The magnetic force that draws you into sabotaging everything you're working to improve. Yeah, what's calling is the sugar, all the sweet things that you know you're supposed to stay away from. But it's these temptations that sneak around the corner and say, I got you this time. You're weak and I will have you. New goals bring about new distractions. The watchful eye becomes overcritical and the heart becomes extra sensitive. Will you ever stop chasing the success of others? I don't know, but that's something that a lot of us get stuck in. We cannot get away from the comparison trap. What the person next door is doing, what the girlfriend's doing, what the boyfriend's doing, what the mom-in-law is doing. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 4 says this, "Then I observed that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors. But this, too, is meaningless, like chasing the wind." If you're always looking for the wind, you'll miss what's right in front of you to create your now. But where are we? Chasing the wind. Oh, we see the trees blow and we're like, I've got to go after that. Oh, but wait, now it's over here in the bush. I've got to go after that. No, wait, now it's on this blade of grass. If you're always chasing the wind, you're never going to find what's right in front of you. You see, God has given everything that you need already within you. But you run from it because you're chasing everybody else's. I know I do it. We all do it. Whether it's because we want attention, whether it's because it's the easy way out. But when life is too much, we look to somebody else instead of looking inside and saying, what do I need to do? Because the control part is you. Just do you. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. You're looking for health. You're looking for wellness in all the wrong places. Just do you. Now, no, that doesn't give you permission to have all the sugar you want. No, you can't go and just eat white bread because you love it. For some of you, maybe it's okay to have white bread, but for others, maybe not. But you have to just do you. No more comparison, no more must-haves, and no more latest and greatest. Stop the distractions. Just do you. So what does that look like? How can we break that down when it comes to our health, our wellness, our well-being? We all want to be better. We've got what? The new year is a blink away. Have you thought about it? It's December 27th, 2017. You have 4 days till you'll be ringing in the new year. But guess what? You don't have to wait to create this New Year's resolution, which you think is just this magical thing that will happen. Start today. Just do you. Number one, the just. Just lock down on what works for you. Maybe you love meat. There's nothing wrong with eating meat. Maybe it's the type of meat you're eating. But if you're one who says, gosh, I love my turkey and my ham and my bacon and I love my, you know, I love my burgers. I love my steak. Give me some good old barbecue brisket. That's great. But you know what? Maybe you need to, you know, figure out a better menu on how to eat maybe leaner meats more often and less of the heavier fatty stuff. You don't have to go vegan all of a sudden. Now, there's nothing wrong with going vegan. But when you're locking down on what works for you, if you're a meat eater, you can't all of a sudden decide that I'm only eating vegetables. Because guess what? You're not going to be satisfied. You're already setting yourself up for failure. So just lock down on what works for you. Number two, do your unique path. No comparison. It's all about you. Yes, there are 10,000 different ways to lose weight. And guess what? Some may be better and some may be worse. Some you really shouldn't try. You know, those are the weird ones on the market. And others you may be like, oh, I'm kind of curious what this looks like. But they're not all going to work for your lifestyle, your body type, your chemical reactions. So you have to what? Do your unique path. You're navigating your life, your journey. When you're looking at the person next door, if you're looking at your girlfriend, if you're looking at your, oh my goodness, mom did it, and if she's 50-some years old and I'm only 20-something years old, then surely it'll work for me. Not necessarily. She's in a different part of her life than you are. You have a different path to walk. Your journey is unique to you. So do you your unique path. That's what you're after. None of this, oh, well, if it worked for her, it'll work for me. Maybe, but maybe not. And yeah, I've been down that path too. And it's plain plum exhausting. And what happens is you run up against more brick walls than you care to count. But if you step back for a moment and do your unique path, you see your unique journey, you give yourself permission to succeed your way, not someone else's way. And number three, you matter with the next step. Take aim. Too many times we're sitting here dreaming in our head going, okay, I'm going to plan this all out and I'm going to make it all work and it's going to be awesome. And the problem is you're just in the creation, the preparation stage, but you're not getting to the action stage. Nothing is going to happen until you take aim. When you take aim, you're telling yourself you matter. And you do matter. God loves you for who you are, not because you're trying to be somebody else, not because you're being your neighbor or being your best friend or being your mom. It's being you. So take that next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. It is very simple. That's why we call it the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Just do you. But it's not the easiest step in the world to take. So maybe before you kick off the new year, you are ready for accountability. You want someone to come beside you and say, you know what? I need a kickstart. I need a jumpstart to where I am today. Someone will help me. I know they will. And that's me. I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. It's a coaching call with me, my gift to you. Consider it, well, whatever kind of gift you want to consider it. A belated Christmas gift, a newly New Year's gift, an early one, whatever floats your boat. But you know what? Drop the excuses. You've got someone here that cares about you, your health, and your well-being. So let's jump on the bandwagon together. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. We will get your call scheduled. Remember, the race you're running is for a lifetime of impact. So when life is too much, just do you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.